Good evening. This is Akashwani. I am VC Pramod with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi asserts India's youth power will soon make country developed nation, says India is accomplishing goals in numerous sectors well ahead of time. Biggest confluence of faith and humanity in the world, Mahakumbh, to commence tomorrow at the holy city of Prayagraj in Uttar Pradesh. Prime Minister to inaugurate Sonmarg Tunnel project in Jammu and Kashmir tomorrow to enhance connectivity between Srinagar Valley and Ladakh. 5 persons killed and 18 injured in bus accident in Pauri Gadwal district of Uttarakhand. Dense fog to engulf North India during the next 2 days as cold wave conditions intensify. And in women's cricket, India beat Ireland by 116 runs in second ODI at Rajkot in Gujarat, take unassailable 2-0 lead in 3-match series. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed confidence that youth power of India will soon make the country a developed nation. Mr. Modi emphasized the crucial role of the country's youth in shaping the country's future over the next 25 years. The Prime Minister was addressing the gathering at the Vikasit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2025 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi on the occasion of National Youth Day today. The day is celebrated on the 12th of January every year in commemoration of the birth anniversary of the great spiritual leader, philosopher, thinker and youth icon, Swami Vivekananda. Speaking at the event, Mr. Modi said, India's Yuva Shakti is driving remarkable transformations.
Mera vishwas kehta hai, Bharat ki Yuva Shakti ka samartha, Bharat ko jald se jald viksit rashtra banayega. आप सबके भरोसे से कहती है कि लक्ष्य बड़ा जरूर है लेकिन असंभव नहीं है जब करोड़ों युवाओं की भुजाएं विकास रथ के पहिए को आगे बढ़ा रही है तो हम जरूर लक्ष्य पर पहुंच कर रहेंगे.
Prime Minister Modi highlighted that India is accomplishing its goals in numerous sectors well ahead of time. The Prime Minister said the economy will boom and there will be plenty of opportunities to earn and learn.
हम बहुत तेज गति से $5 trillion इकोनॉमी के पड़ाव की तरफ बढ़ रहे हैं. जब हम 5 ट्रिलियन तक पहुंचेंगे तो विकास की स्केल कितनी बड़ी होगी, सुविधाओं का विस्तार कितना ज्यादा होगा. भारत अब इतने पर ही नहीं रुकने वाला. अगले दशक की समाप्ति होते होते भारत $10 trillion के पड़ाव को भी पार कर जाएगा.
The Prime Minister said the entire nation is remembering Swami Vivekananda today. He added that Swami Vivekananda had immense faith in the youth of the country. Mr. Modi said the world saw Chandrayaan's success. Now we are preparing for Gaganyaan.
स्पेस पावर के रूप में भारत अपने कदम तेजी से आगे बढ़ा रहा है. हमें 2035 तक स्पेस में अपना स्टेशन स्थापित करना है. दुनिया ने चंद्रयान की सफलता देखी, अब गगनयान की तैयारी जोरों पर है. लेकिन हमें उससे भी आगे का सोचना है. हमें अपने चंद्रयान पर सवार करके किसी भारतीय को चांद पर लैंड करवाना है.
The Prime Minister announced that the ideas and suggestions from the Young Leaders Dialogue will now become part of national policies, guiding the country's development. Mr. Modi reiterated his commitment to bringing 1 lakh new young people into politics. The 3-day Vikasit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue began on Friday, providing a unique platform for the youth to present innovative solutions for Vikasit Bharat. During the event, Mr. Modi engaged with 3,000 dynamic young leaders from across the country. Now, news from Mahakumbh. The biggest confluence of faith and humanity in the world, Mahakumbh, will commence tomorrow at the holy city of Prayagraj in Uttar Pradesh. The grand spiritual gathering will begin with the first Amrit Snan on Posh Purnima. Millions of people have reached the holy city to attend the mega event, which will continue till the 26th of February. Union Minister for Culture and Tourism Gajendra Singh Shekhawat inaugurated Kalagram at Prayagraj this evening, which will showcase the rich and vibrant culture of the country. Briefing media, Mr. Shekhawat said over 14,600 artists will perform in Kalagram for the next 45 days.
45 दिनों के इस महाकुंभ में 45 करोड़ लोग 45 दिन में साक्षी होने वाले 4000 हेक्टेयर से ज्यादा क्षेत्र में फैला हुआ यह कुंभ भारत की समृद्ध सांस्कृतिक परंपराओं के प्रदर्शन के साथ साथ में भारत की संगठनात्मक और आयोजन करने की क्षमताओं को भी पूरे विश्व के साथ में परिचय कराने वाला है। इसके केंद्र में जो मुख्य शाही स्नान होंगे सभी अखाड़ों की पेशवाई हो चुकी है। अखाड़े अपने अपने अन्न क्षेत्र में अपने अपने परिक्षेत्र में प्रवेश कर चुके हैं।
Our correspondent reports the government has made all arrangements to ensure the event is safe, secure and memorable.
Mahakumbh 2025 in Prayagraj will be the world's largest cultural and spiritual gathering with over 450 million devotees expected to attend. Security measures have been strengthened at temples and key sites in Mahakumbh Nagar to ensure safety of devotees. A seven-layer security is in place for the grand event. Police has also roped in advanced technology including underwater drones and AI-enabled cameras. Indian Railways is operating more than 10,000 trains including 3,300 special trains to ensure the safe and efficient travel of millions of devotees to and from Prayagraj. Government has given special emphasis on infrastructure creation, safety, cleanliness, health, water supply, electricity supply and others. With Anand Kumar, Anupam Mishra, Akashwani News, Mahakumbh Nagar, Prayagraj.
President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar have extended their greetings on the eve of the festival of Lodi. They also extended their greetings for the upcoming Makar Sankranti, Pongal and Magh Bihu festivals, which will be celebrated on Tuesday. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the Sonmarg Tunnel project in Jammu and Kashmir tomorrow. This tunnel will provide all-weather seamless connectivity between Srinagar Valley and Ladakh. The enhanced connectivity through around the 12-kilometer-long Sonmarg Tunnel project will boost defence logistics and promote tourism. More from our correspondent.
The total cost of the project is 2,700 crore rupees. This strategic Sonmarg tunnel will be a major step towards making the Ladakh region accessible by road throughout the year. This engineering marvel is poised to unlock the full potential of the region's trade and tourism sectors. This will boost up tourism in Sonmarg, which has major tourist attraction of Thajiwas Glacier and adventurous activity like whitewater rafting on the Sindh River. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is scheduled to address a public rally tomorrow after the inauguration of the tunnel. Tariq Rathar, Akashwani News, Srinagar.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at the rate AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. In Uttarakhand, five people lost their lives and 18 other passengers were injured in a bus accident near Siroli in Pauri Gadwal district today. The injured have been admitted to the district hospital for treatment. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami has expressed deep grief over the incident and wished a speedy recovery to the injured. In Chhattisgarh, five Maoists, including two female rebels, were killed in an encounter with security forces in Bijapur district today. The gunfight broke out during a search operation launched by a joint team of security forces in National Park area of the district. A huge cache of arms and ammunition were also recovered from the spot. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah today highlighted the party's significant victory in the 2024 elections, attributing much of the success to the people of the state. Mr. Shah was speaking at the Mahavijay Convention of the Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, at Shirdi in Maharashtra, criticizing the Nationalist Congress, Sharad Chandra Pawar Party, and the Shiv Sena Uddhav Balasaheb Thackeray Party. Mr. Shah said the people of Maharashtra have rejected family disputes and have shown who the real Shiv Sena and NCP are. Senior BJP leader Smriti Irani today said that two Aam Aadmi Party MLAs are allegedly involved in making fake Aadhaar cards for Bangladeshi infiltrators. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, she said that Delhi police has also sent two notices to the MLAs and staff members in the case. The BJP leader questioned Aam Aadmi Party's leaders over the silence on the issue of national security.
आम आदमी पार्टी का नेतृत्व जिन्होंने संकल्प लिया था कि वो राष्ट्रीय सुरक्षा के किसी भी मुद्दे पर राष्ट्र का ना अपमान करेंगे ना राष्ट्र के साथ द्रोह करेंगे वो अब तक खामोश क्यों बैठे हैं.
Meanwhile, AAP national spokesperson Priyanka Kakkar accused the BJP of registering fake cases against the party leaders.
चुनाव आते आते भाजपा वाले क्योंकि उनको अपनी हार साफ दिख रही है वो तिलमिलाए हुए हैं उनकी बौखलाहट साफ नजर आ रही है क्योंकि ना उनके पास दिल्ली के लिए कोई आगे का एजेंडा ना दिल्ली के लिए कोई विजन ना दिल्ली के लिए कोई चेहरा तो वो जानबूझकर हमारे विधायकों पर अपनी पुरानी SOP के तहत एक और झूठा केस कर रहे हैं.
A thick blanket of fog has covered the northern part of the country as icy winds intensified the cold wave conditions across the region. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast very dense fog during the night and early morning hours in many parts of Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh and in isolated pockets of Uttar Pradesh and Rajasthan for the next 2 days. Dense fog conditions are also expected in isolated pockets of Delhi, Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, sub-Himalayan West Bengal and some parts of Northeast India tomorrow. The chill and dense fog conditions have reduced the visibility, disrupting train and flight services across North India. Around 25 Delhi-bound trains are running late by up to 7 to 8 hours. Meanwhile, several flights at Indira Gandhi International Airport in Delhi were delayed due to the fog. The upper reaches of Himachal Pradesh received light snowfall during the last 24 hours, while the plains and lower areas witnessed widespread rainfall, leading to a drop in temperatures and at many places. We have a report.
The high peaks of Lahol Spiti, Kinnaur, Chamba, Kullu and Shimla districts of Himachal Pradesh have been once again covered in a white sheet of fresh snow. The administration has deployed heavy machinery to restore the roads blocked for traffic due to snowfall and traffic has been restored on Tyog Narkanda Road in Shimla district. The meteorological department has predicted clear weather in the state for next 2 days. Rajkumari Chandel, Akashvani News, Shimla.
On to sports and women's cricket. India defeated Ireland by 116 runs in the second one-day international at Rajkot in Gujarat. Opting to bat first after winning the toss, India posted 370 runs for the loss of 5 wickets in the stipulated 50 overs. However, Ireland failed to achieve the target of 371 runs, scoring 254 for the loss of 7 wickets in the stipulated period. With this win, the hosts have taken an unassailable 2-0 lead in the 3-match series. In the first ODI, India secured a 6-wicket victory to take a 1-0 series lead. The third match of the series will be played on Wednesday. Today marked a historic moment in Indian hockey with the beginning of the first ever Women's Hockey India League, HIL, at Ranchi tonight. This inaugural season follows the recent return of the men's HIL after a 7-year hiatus. Delhi SG Pipers are up against Odisha Warriors in the opening match. The tournament will continue till the 26th of this month. In the Australian Open tennis, reigning champion and top seed Arinka Sabalenka of Belarus, 5th seed Qingwen Cheng of China, 11th seed Spaniard Paula Badosa and 14th seed Mira Andreeva of Russia advanced into the second round of tournament. In the men's singles, Olympic champion Zheng Qinwen of China, Norway's 6th seed Casper Ruud and the Japanese veteran Kiyo Nishikori rallied to make it into the second round. However, India's Sumit Nagal crashed out of the Australian Open. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi asserts India's youth power will soon make country a developed nation. Says India is accomplishing goals in numerous sectors well ahead of time. Biggest confluence of faith and humanity in the world, Maha Kumbh, to commence tomorrow at holy city of Prayagraj in Uttar Pradesh. Prime Minister to inaugurate Sonmark Tunnel project in Jammu and Kashmir tomorrow to enhance connectivity between Srinagar Valley and Ladakh. 5 persons killed and 18 injured in bus accident in Pauri Garhwal district of Uttarakhand. Dense fog to engulf North India during the next 2 days as cold wave conditions intensify. And in women's cricket, India beat Ireland by 116 runs in second ODI at Rajkot in Gujarat, take unassailable 2-0 lead in 3-match series. And that's all in the news at 9. Good night.